A mother of three hires a night nanny to help her with their newborn. That's it. Hello, queers. You're listening to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita Ramirez, and on this episode, we are talking about Tully, the 2018 American film directed by Jason Reitman, written by Diablo Cody, and starring Charlize Theron and Mackenzie Davis. Now, this is probably the best synopsis line for this film, written by IMDb. A mother of three hires a night nanny to help her with her newborn. That's it. That is the best synopsis, the best line to describe this film. You do not need any more information. I concur. I love it because that is exactly what it is and more. Whew, where do I begin? First of all, I was super excited to watch this film. I am a fan of Diablo Cody. She also wrote Juno. She wrote United States of Tara, Jennifer's Body, and Young Adult. And Jason Reitman, who also directed Juno. He also directed Up in the Air, also directed Young Adult, and the underrated Men, Women, and Children. Now, what a film. This film was so good. I found myself questioning a lot of things. I found myself unsure of how this film was going to flow halfway through, and God, what a payoff. I refuse to spoil this, so don't worry. I'm not gonna dive into a deep discussion because you can't, otherwise you'll just give it all away. But this film is worth mentioning and talking about. Number one, Charlize Theron is amazing. She is a knockout, hands down. I found out that she gained 50 pounds for this role, and 50 pounds looks amazing on her, even when she's breastfeeding her child in bed with 2-pound bags under her eyes. She's drop dead gorgeous and a thrill. Is Charlize Theron a method actor? Can someone just confirm that for me? The last film that I saw her in was Atomic Blonde, and now to go from that film to this film is such a huge range. It's amazing. And you really connected with her character here. You felt for her role as a mother, and you wanted to take her out of that house, give her kids away to the somewhat useless husband, and treat her to a 2-week all-inclusive stay at a resort in the Bahamas. Most of all, you wanted to beat the shit out of her husband, who I instantly recognized as Burger from Sex and the City. I'm sorry, Ron Livingston, but your character just pissed me off. I will not be surprised if Charlize Theron receives an Academy Award nomination for this role. In fact, I am hoping she does. I am also hoping that this film gets in a Best Original Screenplay for Diablo Cody, Best Director for Jason Reitman, and hopefully maybe Best Supporting Actress for Mackenzie Davis. Speaking of which, Mackenzie Davis. Loved her. I became a fan of hers after watching Black Mirror episode of San Junipero and watching the film The Martian. Tully as a character had this suave, laid back, hippie feeling. Not sure if those adjectives work well together, but you just couldn't help but really admire her. She was so endearing. Her self-care, I'm here for you. You believed it. I believed it. I was so into it. I found this film to be very enjoyable. It was funny in ways that you don't normally see other films being funny. At least for me, it was funny in ways that I don't normally see films being funny. The script was very smart. The dialogue was witty between characters, and I found myself laughing in this film more than I thought I would. I thought this film was going to be more dramatic and serious, and at times it was for sure, but it didn't overshadow the rest of the mood that you got from it. I really, really enjoyed it. The themes in this film touch upon motherhood, self-care, and mental illness. Those are the three that I've gathered. If I missed any of them, please brighten up my day because I'm all about finding hidden themes. And those three topics are still not widely talked about, which make this film even more important. Again, I can't say much more or I'll end up spoiling it, but this film was so fun. Music was enjoyable. I'm definitely rewatching it the next chance that I get. And it is out in theaters. If you have seen Tully, what did you think about it? Did you enjoy it? Start a conversation about any of the themes that I talked about or anything else that I might have missed. This is Sarita Ramirez. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again soon.